USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declared she has no confidence in White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Deborah Birx just days after Pelosi reportedly called Birx the worst in closed-door meetings and has also been quoted as saying the White House coronavirus team is in horrible hands. Pelosi spoke to ABC News Sunday.
I think the president is spreading disinformation about the virus, and she is his appointee. So I don't have confidence there, no.
Pelosi's remarks drew an immediate rebuke from the White House. Alyssa Fair, the White House Director of Strategic Communication, said it's deeply irresponsible of Speaker Pelosi to repeatedly try to undermine and create public distrust in Dr. Birx, the top public health official on the coronavirus task force. Now, at the same time, Pelosi has praised Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, as a hero. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Lieutenant Madeline Swiegel, who made history as the U.S. Navy's first black female tactical fighter pilot, officially received her Wings of Gold this weekend. In a statement, she said, "I'm excited to have this opportunity. It would have been nice to see someone who looked like me in this role already, and I hope it's encouraging to other people." The Virginia native celebrated her historic achievement earlier this month as she completed her training at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. Vice Admiral DeWolf Bullet Miller III said, "Lieutenant Swiegel has proven to be a courageous trailblazer. She makes us a stronger fighting force." The resurgence of single-use plastics during the coronavirus pandemic, N95 masks, plastic gloves, and plastic shopping bags that were once banned in several cities and states are now returning out of necessity, and it has environmentalists worried about future effects. Many of those items are now beginning to show up in fields, lakes, rivers, and oceans around the world, and they're adding to the roughly 300 million tons of plastic waste that the United Nations said is produced every year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Actor Wilford Brimley has passed away, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
He had a prolific acting career, but is best known as the star of the 1985 hit Cocoon, and a year earlier as manager of the hapless New York Knights in The Natural with Robert Redford.
You know, my mother told me I had to be a son. My dad wanted me to be a baseball player. You're better than anyone I ever had, and you're the best hitter I ever saw.
He was also the face of Quaker Oats for years and a spokesperson for diabetes education. He rose to fame with a recurring role on The Waltons and was later on many other TV shows. Wilford Brimley was 85. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Sturgis is on. The message has been broadcast across social media as South Dakota, which has seen an uptick in coronavirus infections over recent weeks, is bracing to host hundreds of thousands of bikers for the 80th edition of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. More than 250,000 people are expected to rumble through western South Dakota seeking the freedom of cruising the boundless landscapes in a state that has had no lockdowns. The August 7th through 16th event, which could be the biggest anywhere so far during the pandemic, will offer businesses that depend on the rally a chance to make up for lost losses caused by coronavirus. Though only about half the usual number of people are expected at this year's events, residents are split as the city weighs their options. Many are worried that the rally will cause an unmanageable outbreak of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.